Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola School Board President Rob Keller regarding the discussion on the Indians' name and logo at Monday's Indianola School Board meeting.
The Indianola School Board discussed the Indians' name and logo for the Indianola Community School District at their meeting Monday. Talk a little bit about the beginnings of putting that on the agenda and the steps that the school board had taken before that had been a discussion point.
Yeah, we started in early spring. It would have been late winter, late February, beginning of March. And we had met with a group from the Indianola Athletic Boosters, Mr. Sadoff and myself, and just knowing that this would be something that we needed to look at, that a group had reached out to us in the summer of 2020, and we had asked them to please allow us to deal with the COVID response and the return to learn plan, and they graciously allowed us to do that. And so we decided to take that back up here at the beginning of end of February, beginning of March, and just start discussing that. And then I had reached out to a group that I had remembered worked alongside schools in order to do an assessment to determine whether or not their logo and their name, their nicknames, would be proper and good. And that group is the Native American Guardians Association. So we reached out to them. We did a lot of historical digging to try to find out exactly where the name came from, the history of the Indianola Indians, and submitted that report then to the Native American Guardians Association. And they're a 501c3 not-for-profit organization that is made up of American Indians around the country. And their board did an assessment, and that assessment came back positively for the Indianola Community School District.
Talk a little bit about the discussion that was had at the board meeting. We'll get into what the board decided in a little bit, but just what you heard from the public, what you gathered from other board members. I know you can't speak for them, but just what that discussion was centered around.
At the last board meeting, we had asked, we decided to go ahead and put this as an agenda item that the board would discuss how we wanted to move forward, whether or not we wanted to tackle the issue, what that looked like, and that would be at Monday night's discussion. So we had Monday night's discussion, and we started with just the board members speaking to each other, trying to understand where each other sat and kind of where we were at on this issue. The board decided as a whole to go ahead and table that issue until after the next school board election, which will be in November of this year. So sometime after those new individuals or current individuals get seated, once we have a full board again, then we'll look at moving forward with this project. Some of the individuals spoke during the public comment section of Monday night's meeting. I think there were 8 or 9 individuals that spoke. Some of them were in favor of keeping the logo and the nickname, and some of them were in a favor of removing it and replacing the nickname and logo.
I think one thing that the board made very clear on Monday was this isn't just going to end now, despite it being tabled. Still want to hear information. Nothing set in stone yet, but try and explain how it might come about in the future, whether it's through board interaction and public forums, that type of thing.
Yeah, we had said that we'd be more than happy to hear the community, how they wanted to be heard. So if they would, that's what we'll be speaking about, sometime after the next election. I don't know if that'll be at the end of this coming year, at the beginning of next year, probably at the beginning of the next year. But yeah, in the meantime, if the public has any ideas on how they would like to be heard about this, whether it's surveys or town halls or just small group type meetings, emails, whatever, that's what we're looking for. We know that the public's, the communities, some people have an opinion one way and some people have an opinion the other way. We totally understand that. That's going to come later, where we're going to hear the public and stuff. But right now we're just determining what's the best way to hear from the public. Another thing that we're trying to look at is maybe bringing in somebody, a representative from the Native American Guardians Association, and another representative from another local or state tribe that feels opposite of what the Native American Guardians Association's assessment found. Just to be able to hear that, I think it's important for the public and to be able to hear why each of those organizations believes that it's good to go ahead and keep that name and keep that logo, and the other one believes that it would be good to remove that and replace it. And I think that's important for the public to hear. I think that should be a conversation that the board will have, you know, probably at the beginning when we start taking this up again.
Thanks to Rob Keller for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.